And when you actually use yourself as your own research, you're going to dig a well that's going to go dry one day. And I think that's happened to Chris. And I think that it didn't surprise me for one second that he reached that point a couple of weeks ago.
What does that mean? He's gone a bit mad? What does that
yeah,
mean?
Slightly, I would imagine. You know, he's lost perspective. I think so, absolutely. Because you wouldn't do that. Why do you presume for one second? And by the way, I'm guilty of this, so I'm not saying I've not done it and he has done it. Why do you think you have the right to hijack a BBC microphone to make that complaint?
Because you think it's quite entertaining, and because of
I don't think entertainment was in his mind.
I mean, I think it was very real. What I quite liked about it was that it was unlike other radio shows, and that it was kind of personal, and that he opened the microphone, and he talked for 30 minutes without a record, and just ranted. Which, as you say, sometimes.
I once did an hour on Radio 1 with one record between 8 and 9.
What were you ranting about?
I can't remember, for heaven's sake. You know, that's how ludicrous it was. What's very strange about your point about Chris's show and that morning, it may well have been entertaining, or it may well not have been entertaining. But what I find the most intriguing point is that he went to work that day and thought it might be. Now, that for a popular national radio show, I'm not sure that's a good thought.
No, I understand that point, but the counter argument is when he was doing it was hard to switch off. And isn't that good radio? When you can't get out your car because you don't want this link to finish. You're like, come on, I need to go to work, but I can't because this is so compelling.
I agree. If that was but what's he going to do tomorrow? What's he going to do the next day?
Yeah.
You know, where does that lead? If that's where you are, if that's where you go to get people not to turn off, and I'm not sure he did it as consciously as you think he did it, maybe. What do you do next? You know, it's got to be something that you can you can keep going.
On the broader subject of what he could do next, in the papers, a couple of papers today, it says that he's on the verge of leaving Radio 1 to go to commercial radio. Do you see any of those reports?
Yeah, I did see those reports. It doesn't surprise me, to be honest. And I think that there may be some truth in
those. Do you? Why do you think that?
Well, because Chris has got to go somewhere else next because it's time for him to leave, isn't it?
I would say.
I think so.
Why?
Yeah.
Why is it time for him to leave?
Well, because he's broken all the records. He's been the longest ever serving DJ on Radio 1, I think. I think he broke Tony Blackburn's record last year. I think that he's way out of the demographic already of the listenership.
He's out of the target listenership. I'm not sure he's actually out of the listenership.
Well, I remember when I was listening to Radio 1, I could never believe how old the breakfast DJ was compared to me. And I thought, this guy's too old to be my breakfast DJ. And they were about 28, 29 then.
Yeah.
But I also think he's got to leave sometime. So you've got to leave whilst there's some heat around. Because you've got to be hot. And he's still hot, let's face it. The guy